他说到，在他认识的一个弟兄当中，有一个老弟兄是这个生病的时候才来信主。He
told me about elderly brother who believed in Christ through his illness.
受洗之后。 主耶稣就接他回去了。And
after he was baptized, the Lord Jesus called him back home.
他说这样的人多好啊。He
said, isn't that wonderful?
以前在世界上这个属世的享受也都经历过了。He
had enjoyed all he possibly could in the world.
那临死之前又能够来得及洗礼啊。And
he was baptized just in time.
洗礼之后马上就接回去了。And
he can go to heaven very quickly.
也没有犯任何的罪，多好啊！And
he can go to heaven without sins.
好羡慕哦！And
he envied this elderly brother.
听起来好像，不错哦。And
it seemed to be a good thing.
刚刚我们唱的那首赞美是怎么来的？But
let's remember the hymn we just sang.
那首赞美是有它的故事。And
there is a history behind the hymn.
那种赞美诗是从一个传道人所写的啦。It
was written by a minister.
传道为什么会写这首赞美诗？
And why did he write it?
因为有一个姐妹跟刚刚小弟所讲的那个弟兄信主之后就离世是一模一样的。Because
he knew a Christian sister who was just like the elderly brother I told you about.
之前吸毒犯罪无恶不作。
She had been a drug user and did all sorts of evil things.
所以弄得满身都是病。
And she ended up being sick.
就在这时候，有人传福音给她。
And someone preached the gospel to her.
她很高兴接受。
And she believed.
也洗礼了。
And she was baptized.
过着很快乐的生活。
And she lived a changed life.
但是没有多久，有这个教会的弟兄姐妹。 去看了他之后，回来跟传道讲。
Yeah, but once after some members visited her, they said,
说传道，那个姐妹现在不快乐了。They
said to the minister, the sister is not happy.
每天都愁苦，在哭。She
is weeping.
你去看看她好不好？
Please visit her.
她到底为什么？
And find out why.
刚信主的时候，刚洗礼的时候那么快乐，现在怎么没有多久就变这样？
She had been so joyful when she believed, so why is she so sorrowful now?
是不是她后悔信耶稣洗礼了？
Did she regret becoming a Christian?
传道就去看她了。So
this minister visited her.
说姐妹啊，你之前刚洗礼的时候那么快乐，现在怎么这么愁苦呢？
And he asked her why she was sorrowful.
你是不是后悔洗礼了？
Do you regret being baptized?
这个新受洗的姐妹说，我不是，我觉得我能信耶稣，这是我的幸运，我很高兴。But
the sister replied, it's my good fortune that I've become a Christian.
而且我也很感谢神。And
I thank God.
传道就问说，那你为什么现在很愁苦呢？
So why was she sorrowful?
这姐妹就说了。 说虽然我信耶稣没有错，我的罪得赦免了，我将来可以去天国。She
said that I have my sins are washed away and I have the hope of heaven now.
但是，我拿什么去朝见耶稣呢？
But what can I show Jesus when I see him?
我没有为主耶稣做了任何的事情。I
have not done anything for Jesus.
我也没有传任何的福音给任何人。I
have not preached to anyone.
我这样平平白白的得到恩典。
I have freely received his salvation.
但是我用什么来回报耶稣呢？
What do I have to repay him?
我就是因为这个事情愁苦啊。
And that's why I'm sorrowful.
这传道很受感动。
So the minister was moved.
他说好，我就把你所讲的这些话写成歌词谱上去。
And he wrote what she shared into the lyrics of the hymn.
当这首赞美诗被唱的时候，感动人的时候。 因着这样来信主，那些果子归在你的名下。And
if people are moved by this hymn and they believe, then these fruit should belong to you.
这首诗歌是这样来的啦。And
so that's how this hymn came to be.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，也许我们很幸运的，当主耶稣拣选我们之后，我们还有能力，还有时间来为他 来服侍他，来为他做事。
And now you are blessed enough to be able to work for Jesus after you believed.
那重要的是你结出的果子是什么？
So, what is the fruit that you bear?
能不能跟你所领受那种主耶稣为你代死在十字架上，为你流出宝血那么大的恩典，能够相称吗？
Is it worthy of Jesus' salvation on the cross?
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May Jesus help us.
那我们都能够成为好人，结出好果子来。
We can all be good and bear good fruit.
证明我们的信仰。
To show the truth of our faith.
重要神的圣名来帮助别人。
To glorify God and edify others.
祷告的时候啊，我们继续为着我们明天啊的这个灵恩会啊，明天、后天、大后天灵恩会来代祷。
In your prayer, please pray for the.A spiritual convocation on Friday until Sunday.
那也为啊、小弟今天早上打开 email 信箱，然后看到一个啊、这个通知啊、弟兄姐妹代祷的哈、哦，这是啊、那个凤凰城教会啊、一个 Bob 哈、哦、啊、这个外国人那个外国弟兄，他直肠癌，今天晚上啊、今天6点开刀哈、哦，求神、啊、来带领他。
And also received a prayer request from Phoenix Church that Brother Bob is going to have an operation this evening for cancer.